President Hu's return was announced by China's state-run television.
本台消息, 鉴于当前新疆局势,
the Chinese government statement says due to the situation in Xinjiang, President Hu left Italy earlier than planned. State Councilor Dai Bingguo will now represent China at the gathering of the world's leading industrialized nations. On Wednesday, heavy security was seen throughout Xinjiang's capital, Urumqi. The situation was tense but calm after ethnic violence sparked by a violent clash on Sunday that left more than 150 people dead. The unrest began Sunday with a Uyghur demonstration calling for an investigation into a brawl last month between Uyghurs and Han Chinese at a factory in southern China. The Uyghurs are a largely Muslim Turkic minority group that share similarities with peoples in Central Asia. China accuses some of them of seeking an independent homeland. The Uyghurs, who make up nearly half of Xinjiang's 20 million people, accuse the government of discrimination and repression. Foreign journalists in Urumqi Wednesday reported seeing ethnic Han Chinese residents carrying sticks in the city. 50-year-old Mr. Zhang says that despite the high security, he feels it is not safe to go out unarmed. Zhang says if you go to work, you will have to carry a stick or a knife for your own safety. In other areas, journalists reported Uyghurs were guarding their homes and businesses after crowds of Han rampaged through Uyghur neighborhoods. Chinese authorities have detained more than 1,400 people for suspected involvement in Sunday's violence. Beijing accuses Uyghur groups overseas of stirring up the trouble, aiming to eventually create an independent Xinjiang. The region has seen repeated bouts of violence in the past few decades as Uyghurs have protested Beijing's rule. The protests this week appear to be the worst in several years. The government has cut internet access in Xinjiang and is blocking social networking sites such as Twitter and Facebook, where information on the disturbances could be posted. Stephanie Ho, VOA News, Beijing.